Australian flag carrier Qantas has been issued with a $90 million fine by the federal court for illegally terminating and outsourcing over 1,800 ground staff during the pandemic. This is in addition to $120 million in compensation that the airline has already agreed to pay former employees. The fine is the largest employer penalty under the Fair Work Act on record. Maeve Groom asked Professor of Labour Law at the University of Sydney, Shay McChrystal, why Qantas was initially taken to court by the Transport Workers Union.
The TWU took Qantas to court because it argued that when Qantas made the decision to outsource ground handling services at 10 airport and make the workers, which was 1,820 workers, redundant, that it took that decision for a prohibited reason under the Fair Work Act. And you can't take a decision that impacts an employee adversely for a prohibited reason. And they said that the prohibited reason that Qantas acted for was that those workers were shortly about to have the ability to engage in collective bargaining and protected strike action.
Will this just be a corporate penalty for Qantas, or is there some form of direct compensation to the affected employees?
The fine is the last step in the proceedings. The compensation matter was handled last year. The amount of compensation that should be paid to the employees, because it was eventually determined through long court action that Qantas had been unable to show that it had not acted for that prohibited reason. Because they had taken that step, they had treated those workers in a way that disadvantaged them for a reason that was prohibited. They were entitled to be compensated for the economic and non-economic loss that they experienced as a consequence of that. And so Qantas agreed last year to pay $120 million into a compensation fund. What we saw yesterday was a fine for breaking the Fair Work Act, and that's a penalty payment.
What message does this fine send to the Qantas company itself? They have issued a formal apology for their conduct. However, many feel this to be insincere and not actually acknowledging the impact on the workers themselves that were terminated.
Qantas fought the litigation extremely hard. They appealed it all the way up to the High Court. And at various times in that process, they had a very vigorous PR strategy in which they continued to assert at all stages of the litigation that they had not acted unlawfully. So what's very interesting about Justice Lee's penalty decision is it's clear that he was not convinced that Qantas had displayed what would be an appropriate amount of remorse for their conduct. And he was critical of their public relations campaign, particularly where they were coming to the press after judgments without even having had sufficient time to read those judgments. And I think that this didn't help Qantas, because when they then finally are at the penalty hearing and they're at a point where they need to express remorse, because remorse and what you have learned are relevant to penalty, this made it difficult for them to establish that genuine remorse.
Define penalties of this scale genuinely deter huge corporations such as Qantas from breaking the law, or is it just seen as the cost of doing business if the rewards, so to speak, outweigh the risks of being caught?
I mean, that to my mind is the big question we have to grapple with in the wake of this fine. This is the biggest fine for breach of the Fair Work Act on record, so it's very substantial. However, if we look at Qantas's own statements, they claimed that they were going to save around $100 million a year through the decision to outsource these workers. So if you combine the cost of the compensation with the penalty cost and the millions of dollars they would have spent in legal fees, it would have taken two and a half years for them to cover the cost of the compensation and the penalties. And so since the decision was taken in 22, we would say they've been better off overall across that period of time. When you're in a situation where you say, well, this is nearly the biggest fine you could impose under the Act, the maximum fine that the judge could have imposed was $121 million. He imposed $90 million. Even then, in terms of savings, you could see that it could be perceived as a cost of doing business.
Professor of Labour Law at the University of Sydney, Shay McChrystal, speaking there with Maeve Groom.